So, Rachel, at the Sundance Film Festivals, you know, people are looking for celebrities and all the big, glossy films that are coming out. Yeah. But, you know, documentaries get a great deal of attention. It's one of the best things about the festival. People are talking about a documentary about steroids called Bigger, Stronger, Faster, asterisk. One about, yeah. Slingshot Hip Hop is about Palestinian rappers. There's a documentary about Roman Polanski. It was already purchased by a big studio. And then there's the film that follows the lives of some average teens at an average high school in Indiana for an entire year. And I want to read you an observation from the Entertainment Weekly blog about the Sundance debut of the documentary American Teen. It happened over the weekend. Here it is. The roar of approval from the audience, and not to mention the huddles of potential buyers both inside and outside the auditorium, I'd say the fest has perhaps its first true hit. We spoke with director Nanette Burstein. She sat down to tell us about the making of American Teen. When you see the title of your documentary, American Teen, that's just, that's so broad. It's like saying, yeah, American cars or old people. When you went into this, how did you decide what you wanted to focus on? And then physically, how did you do that?
Well, I knew that I wanted to tell a story about being 17, and which is still a broad topic thematically. But I wanted to focus on the kind of archetypal stories that come from reality, but then we also see them in fiction films, and make them much more complex and than we're often used to seeing. So I wanted it to be in a town in the Midwest because it has this innocence and timelessness about it. And I wanted it to be in a town that only had one high school, so you couldn't escape from whatever social reality you have. And I wanted it to be economically mixed. And I wanted it to be racially mixed, which was hard to find in a small town in the Midwest. And I wanted it to be a school that was really excited about doing it. So that narrowed it down to 10 places. So I went to all these 10 places and interviewed all the incoming seniors that were interested, which was about 35% of the class. And based on that, I just found the most compelling kids in one high school.
How did you maintain your independence, I guess, your emotional independence?
I actually don't maintain my emotional independence when I make any of these films. I become very attached, and there are a lot of times where I put the camera down in the middle of something and just talk to them. And, you know, I mean, I became like a big sister, and I am saying that with all sincerity. And I don't think that affects my filmmaking. I think, hopefully, you know, I get caught up in them and I see what's special about them, and then I try to relay that to the screen. You know, I don't try to do this distant, fly on the wall, you know, I'm just here to, because I don't even believe in that. I don't even believe that that can be possible. Mm-hmm. You are an entity and you do have a point of view, and so you get emotional, or what's the point, you know?
What changed about being 17 from when you were 17?
That's what surprised me the most, is a lot did not change, at least in this part of the country, what I saw. You know, the theme we were just discussing, this sort of particular issues that come up with that haven't changed since I went to school. They haven't changed since my parents went to school. I mean, technology's changed, and so the, you know, things can spread a lot faster. Rumors get spread like wildfire, and they're ridiculous and crazy and over the top. And sometimes I'd start even getting, I would be the victim of rumors. I felt like I was back in high school. I'd be like, what? This is crazy. Now I know how you feel. There were always rumors in high school, but they've gotten more, I don't want to say more vicious, they just spread so fast. And so, you know, it's like playing telephone. The more they go, the bigger and over the top they get.
Intense. The intensity is quicker.
It's quicker, and the tail can grow taller because it's spreading that much faster into that many more people. Mm-hmm. You know, you can send a text or an email to 100 people all at once, and then they send it, tell two friends, and they tell two friends, and it just grows bigger and bigger and bigger. So I think that just puts more pressure on them. But otherwise, I think a lot of it is just very universal. And that's what's cool about this movie, and I didn't expect that, actually, is that, you know, I think high school kids can see it and relate to their own experiences, but I think people any age can, because they, you know, look back and say, oh, my God, I went through that. And there's, you know, four different kids in the film that represents very different backgrounds socioeconomically, you know, the kind of groups they hang out with, mm-hmm. you know, in cliques, as they call them. And so we can see a bit of ourselves in different people. I go, I was that. Oh, my God.
What's this weekend been like for you?
this weekend has been completely insane so far. You know, I was really nervous about the screening. It was the first time the public would be seeing it, especially in its totally finished form. So I was pretty terrified, and it played really well. It was a really great screening. People really, really, really responded to the film, and then the Q&A with myself and the students went fantastic. They were so great. I mean, that's really hard to do, and they were so great. They were funny. They were insightful. They were honest. And then there's been a lot of, you know, I don't have distribution yet on this movie coming into it. The future of this film is hugely important to me. That's the only reason I made it, is people can see it. So there's a lot at stake. And, you know, we've been doing business negotiations, too, which aren't resolved yet. But it's scary. Because the whole, you know, this is really a place where you can launch a movie. And it's both exciting and thrilling, and it's wonderful that that exists, you know, because it's so hard to do these kind of films and get them sold and out there to the public. So, but it's also very nerve-wracking. But so far it's been great. It's been incredible. It's been a dream come true. I couldn't have asked for it to go better.
Our conversation with Nanette Burstein, the director of American Teen.